is you interlock the two.
Now stretch them right as
soccer and the
quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. Like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
That hook's coming on nicely, man. Fucking hell.
I thought you dyed it green then. It's like a reflection on it, I think.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got the new purple bullet shirt on today.
Nice.
And I also realised that
nice.
I've got two visors right next to me. Are we recording?
We are.
Yeah, wicked. I realised I got a lovely purple visor to match.
There you go. So it's your turn to wear a daft hat and colour coordinates. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
You cheeky bastard.
Well, this is it. Well, I'm getting abused for wearing woolly hats inside and different shit, bandanas and stuff. So you got it. Well,
in my defence, I am sitting in the sun. I'm actually in my office today. I cleared my desk rather hastily, like, you know, that kind of clear.
Well, I'm friends where she thinks they're gonna have sex on the table.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just
straight off.
Yeah. So I've been clearing out my office. So I thought I'd do the podcast in here today.
I bet it's nice and cool in there, right?
Well, not right now with the window open, but I've got to show you these ships behind me. Because as you know, we've been working on some.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
My background's unblurred, isn't it?
It is unblurred. It's just really, really bright. So, yeah, lift it up again.
Oh, hang on a minute. Let me see if I can...
Beautiful.
Can you see that?
Yo. Holy shit, how many are we looking at now?
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 8 on this shelf here.
Yeah.
I've just moved the Silent Mary in. They're all boxes and stuff that needs building up.
Okay.
I've just moved the Silent Mary into here as well because Barracuda Bay's taken its spot. And then I have got a couple more over here as well on the top of this cabinet. Which I'm not sure whether you can see that.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then this is my Star Wars cabinet. You'll have to tell me if you need me to adjust.
No, I can just see it. Mine, I know it from memory, but I can...
Oh, no, see. No, this has been loaded. This is all loaded up now.
Oh, dude, look. When did you get the Jawa? The, what's it? The sand ship that...
No, that's Return of the
Jedi. Palace. Yeah, did you get that?
I got it in Vegas, I think, but I've had it for a while. I brought it over in, not built up. I got the new Mandalorian up here as well.
Oh, nice.
And that's the Millennium Falcon that Frank May bought me.
There you go.
Then I had another one that showed up today.
What have you got today?
The thing is, it's the white one. The one that was in the Han Solo.
The one where it's got like the front's got a, it's like joined at the front instead of having the gap down the middle.
Yes. Nice. Yes. So I thought I get one of these, and then I've got the massive one, which my family bought me for my birthday.
When's the massive one going to start? Because it's one of them where it's got to start soon, man.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of putting it off. I'm kind of putting it off a little bit. Like Veronica's mentioned it a couple of times. She's like, so is it Millennium Falcon time? I'm like, you know, we need to put a blanket down on the floor. We need to get boxes out. It's like, that's a whole nother step up. And it's a bit intimidating because it's going to take a while. I've also got, check this hat. Do you remember this from Vegas?
I do remember. That was when me and you went to Target, or we were looking for toys for the kids and left it on the dash.
Look at that.
Man. Yeah, didn't we go to... not Target. It was the one line TK Maxx. What's that one called?
Is it Marshalls?
Marshalls or Ross? Yeah. And we literally left it on the dash, nipped to the shop, and came back. It was like all just like the Witch and Wizard of Oz.
It had just given up.
Yeah, man.
It quit. The other good thing about my office is I have stuff like my pistols laying around.
You have got a lot of cool shit in there. To be fair,
I have. This cabinet behind me has got like a load of my old toys and stuff in it. Because like my dad dropped a bunch of stuff off the other day, and I've got a load of old notepads and stuff. But he's also like that. Can you see that?
You can see bits. You got. There you go. That's better. That's better. Man.
All kinds of cool shit. Is my Bruce Lee figures and.
Is that was that the BJ Penn Funko Pop?
Yeah, man. Yeah, good spot. Good spot.
Yes,
yeah, and then my Bruce Lee chucks in the corner. Can you see them?
Yeah, yeah. See, the frustrating thing is, normally I'm there to be able to go and touch that stuff and play with it. Whereas now I'm sat in Moo's bedroom, and if I started moving you around here, it's just 12-year-old girl mentalness of false nails, unicorn cushions.
Yeah.
Just like
all the Legos pink.
Mate, just the amount of shit. Look, this is an emoji, but it's a squishy.
Hang on. Just do, go that same angle again.
Like the bomb chin. It's a Faber. Hey, guys. Hey, man. Dan Harvey.
It looks like a Bow Selector hat.
But... Rito. Yeah. Rito is proper boy, I tell thee.
Craig David.
Man. Yeah, so I've just got... Look. It's all nice. It's
nice. All busy,
but... There's no gangster flexing for me to be like showing any of my cool shit off. It's just, I'm surrounded by mentalness.
Well, it's a good thing that you can kind of see only what I've shown you, because the rest of it is an absolute disaster. But I've been working through stuff. I've been working through stuff in my defence.
Okay.
I've just got, like, the garden room's just got boxes and boxes of Lego in it that all need sorting out. I've still got loads of stuff. I've still got what's the big Lord of the Rings? Is it Helm's Keep? Is it called?
Something like that, yeah.
So I've got that. What have you been up to anyway?
Well, I managed to get down to Horsley yesterday. I got a phone call to say the coast is clear.
Ooh.
So, what I've got in there... Say again?
No zombies.
Well, there's a few, but that's just because it's Horsley, and that's what you come to expect. Cool. There's quite... To be fair, it's weird, because obviously you've been there. It's a real picturesque... nice golf club, as you'd expect it to be a golf club, but there's like a big car park at the top, and there's just the most random fucking people pulling up. It's like the beginning of the beginning of Back to the Future 1, where Doc's there and he shouts the Libyans, and they fucking come round the corner in the van and start chasing them. Do you know what I mean?
Vaguely. I can't recall Back to the Future too well.
Yeah, see, we had
to revisit.
Yeah, me and Stacey talked about this the other day, because she had the Goonies on a tape that they'd recorded themselves.
What's that while we're building the Lego thing?
Yeah, well, we didn't have Goonies at our house. We had Overboard and something else, but I think your childhood was very much based on what you recorded yourself.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily... Like, we had a few stuff that was bought. Like, my mum and my auntie... I had a few aunties and my mum that sort of found a loophole in the fact that there was three kids in each family. So there was me, my sister and my brother at my mum's house, then my cousin Lisa, Ben and Sam, and then other cousins, and basically Tony, Tim and Lucy. And instead of them buying separate presents, they'd just ring up and be like, right, we're going to buy you a video to share. What video do you want to buy us to share? So like it went out the window from getting a proper present, and we got like a third of a video to share, like Free Willy, Cool Runnings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's no fun.
Nah, but I think it's one of them where it depended what you had. Like, some videos went around schools. Like, if you went into school and someone said, "Oh, I've got that," you might swap it. But it was a risky game, because you didn't often get it back.
Mm. Yeah.
That was what's coming at happening at Horsley. I was stood the other day, because I'm pulling everything out of the office to try and sort it out so I can get a bit more organised. And this fucking people carrier came flying up the drive and just shot into like the car park, which is all just made out of like limestone, skidded to a stop. This guy got out with no top on, started looking around, got back in the thing and just wheel span and fucked off down the drive, which is about a mile long itself. And I was like, hold on. And you know when something happens and you don't know if you've actually seen it, if it was real? You're like, hold on a minute. that was bollocks. And it was like, it was some weird ghetto purple people carrier as well. It wasn't even like it was, I don't know, he might have been a dead sound guy. He might have been fucking lovely, but he just sort of seemed to get out, flex, and just fuck off again.
Weird.
Properly weird.
Yeah. It's a weird time, man. I've not been out much, but people out are weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to see, have you seen all the creative masks that people have been making?
I've seen a few. Yeah, I've seen a few. There's a guy I bought some cards off recently, some tarot cards. Mika Ulrich, I think his name is. I follow him on Instagram.
Okay.
And I've seen a few on his site. He's doing masks and stuff.
Yeah.
We should get some out. We should do some. I was thinking we should get some good big Darth Vader ones where the logo is over the face like that.
Within the lines of the grid. Like if you make the Darth Vader grid and then put the visionary within that.
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
Like a Darth Vader collab.
Love it.
Dark side for life, brother. Put a chain on it. Lock it. You got to get me flipping that shit. I spoke to Mandy because the thing is just with orders and stuff that we've got, obviously we've always done stuff in small quantity and we basically, when we get orders in, some stuff is ready to go and some other stuff needs to be sewn. And I managed to get some stuff over to Mandy just to try and start getting the wheels moving a little bit again. And she's actually been employed, because she is a seamstress at trade. She's been employed by the NHS to make all the gowns. So she's not been off. She's been making all the scrubs for the surgeons and gowns. So I did ask her if she could make any full reptile masks, which I thought would be quite kind of cool, because I've been seeing people who've been walking around with like sanitary towels on their face and stuff. No.
Yeah.
It's mental. I mean, my sister-in-law works at a care home and they're having to reuse them, their masks. But instead of like you being assigned a mask and that's yours now, they're sharing them and putting them back in a box.
No.
So then she put one on it already had makeup on it. And I was like, you're trapping a virus closer to your face, clearly. If there's anything in there, it can't get away, can it?
No, that's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
That's ridiculous. I think the government, what the government could be doing, which would help, I think, is putting out some stuff about what people can be doing to boost their immune system and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like ideal diet, ideal exercise, you know, to keep yourself healthy. And then people should be a bit more kind of like ready to take it on, I think. Yeah. Because I think the thing is, no matter what, it's like we said before on the pod, like it's going to be in the environment now. It's there. So like everyone's going to have to go through it in some way, somewhere or other. Whether you wait until like, you know, like what's it called? Like the immunity. It's not fucking hive immunity. What is it? What's it called? You know, when it gets over 60% and there's like, and like.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Heard.
Here we go.
Check it out.
Was that God? Where did that voice come from?
Don't give him that fucking mantra now. Don't give him that fucking credit. Especially not after he nearly killed someone on his bike the other day. You're healed.
You see, but the thing is, for every one nice thing I say to him, I always shit talk him at least three to balance it out.
Yeah. It's always counteracted. We've got to keep him down. You're healed. Stop it.
Exactly. I mean, I'm a rats trainer after all. You can't take your eyes off the fact that they are wild. You know, at any point, if I turn my back on one of them, I might be fucking clawing them off my neck.
You clever girl.
He knows, laughing as well. He knows.
Of course he knows. You know, he's trying to heal you at the same time.
They're just waiting to take me out. Heal it.
He's gonna wear your skin when it's gone, mate. That's it. He's gonna take you out. He's gonna be wearing that mohawk. He's just gonna start crusting up at the edges, and he's gonna be like. Just slip. What's up, Mystery? No, it's not a hat. It's my hair. I had a transplant. Just constantly playing with it.
That'd be awful.
Yeah. You can't see it not happening, can you?
No, it won't surprise me at all. Of all the people I know, he's the most likely to do that.
It's when Veronica wakes up, opens one eye, and he's just sat.
What? Yeah, she'd still strangle him.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that was the moment you realised that, oh, shit, this is going to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I think there's a load of people wearing random weird shit. I've seen people just still getting together. Like, I take the dog for a walk, and a couple of people that I know that are locked down were meeting up with someone else. Mm. And I'm like, dude, just stay in for a bit more. It's all good. But I don't know. You can only do what you can do yourself, can't you? You can't really. I queued to get in a shop the other day, and I queued, and I was 2 meters away, and I was behaving, and all the rest of it, I was good. I fucking disinfected my trolley. I only did one shop for the whole family and a couple of other people for that week. And then while I was in there, someone's like leaning over my shoulder and, all right, mate, how'd you get that? There's no one of mine in front of me, so you know I'm going to be out your way in a second. And there's no one between me and you, so just have some patience.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bit like the other day, I was in the co-op, and like, I'm limiting the amount of times I have to leave the house, mainly because I just don't want to anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, once a week I go co-op and I grab a bunch of food, and I've got protein bars showing up at the house once a week as well, so I'm doing good. But this guy was in there like with like one meal, like one bottle of beer, one bag of cookies, and one microwave meal. Like,
what are you doing?
It just doesn't make any sense, does it? I don't know.
At least get four beers.
At least.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe he's got no discipline. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe once he's got the munchies, it's on. That's the problem for this, though, isn't it? If you go shopping once a week, and if you're the type that gets munchies,
mate,
you'll just eat all the food in the house, wake up the next day and realise you need to go shopping again.
No, see, my munch is dangerous. My munch is dangerous now on lockdown, because on a Saturday, I will fill the pen, the packs, and we'll sit and watch a stupid film. The kids are asleep. And then about 20 minutes in, I'm like... And before, normally I'd go into town and I'd grab, I don't know, a load of crisps, biscuits, sweet, just random shit, just a load of shit. Because working at Thornton's, I never really eat a lot of chocolate or anything. Don't really eat a lot of crap. But when I got munch and I'm just mooching on the settee, I just like to graze. And the thing is, now I can't have it. I want it even more. So yeah. Like, salt and vinegar, I normally have salt and vinegar McCoys and Maltesers. And then there's these sticks at Sainsbury's. They're just potato sticks, but they're like thin chips, but they're hard and they're crisps. Oh, mate, they are the fucking... Because the bag's like this as well. Like, if you ever try and open a multi-pack bag of crisps and it satisfies anything other than 4 seconds of nothing, like, there's about two crisps in it.
Yeah.
So, there's no point. Nah, it's disappointing. So I'm trying to work my shopping round so on a Friday I can go and then I can still think about what I need for my munch.
Mm.
So, but it's been very varied. Yeah. I hadn't had a milk away for fucking years, and I had six of them on Saturday.
I tell you what I had the other day, which I haven't had in a long time, and it's because my sister mentioned it. Terry's chocolate orange.
Yo! But they're thinner. Have you noticed? The back edge of them is still fat, but they've concaved the inside to shave a bit of the chocolate off.
What, like the actual...
So the ball of the chocolate, the size of the orange is the same size. However, if you lie the piece down... They've made it look more like an orange, so they've actually carved into the back edge, so it's been undermined, if you like. Like, when you put two pieces together, they're not touching, like, only the back edge is touching. But you still have to do the thing where you break it on your head, don't you?
Caught up against your forehead?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a video. Go on.
Well, what we've got in the fridge at the moment, which is killing me, because it's the kind of thing you can just continually eat, is it's... This stuff, Veronica, this ice cream Veronica buys called Halo Top.
Okay.
And it's like a salted caramel. It's some like low calorie stuff, but it's good. So that, and then this stuff that she's ordered from Holland called, I think it's called Halva. It's made out of sesame seeds, like tahini. Okay. But it's like, there's like a double chocolate, there's like a chocolate flavor, there's like a pecan coconut, and like shave some of that off on the ice cream. Oh my goodness. I could eat that all day.
Getting creative with your snacks.
Yeah, although to be honest, I could have every meal made into some kind of cookie and I'd be all right.
Mate, I've been buying these part-baked baguettes, you know the ones that you get where you put a bit of water on them and shove them in the oven for like 10 minutes. You can get sourdough ones, just part-baked baguette, white bread, brown, white bread and brown bread. diplomatic immunity. So I get them, and all my meals have just been like cob based. I've just whatever full gammon dinner yesterday, bang into a cob, fucking eat it on the go. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm adapting.
I'm glad that I'm not here on my own, because I would literally just be eating protein bars at this point. Like, I'm terrible at cooking. I eat the same things over and over again, and I'll get in a cycle where I'll make the same meal like 3 times a day, 4-5 days, and then I just can't look at it anymore.
Yeah.
My reset is always beans on toast, which I know we've had a lot of good comments about. You know, beans on toast, always a good reset. But see, Veronica's one of those kind of people that can look at anything in the fridge and go, I'll do this and it'll make sense.
That's it. Yeah, well,
you know, everything. I don't think she's ever made me the same thing twice and everything's delicious. So I don't know how she does it, but I would literally be just, I'd be just sick of making beans on toast at this point and eating protein bars to break it up. Although these things, and this is not a plug because they don't sponsor us. But you remember when we got loads of these at
Body Power. What's his name? From Body Power. He's a great guy. Fucking great guy. I forgot his name.
I ordered a box of these the other day from Amazon. I could just eat 5 of these a day. I'll be honest, they're delicious, and I've got some of the vegan ones as well. Which have all been mysteriously eaten out the cupboard.
Yeah, well, mysteriously, but that's like. Yeah, that's like disturbing a rancor pit, isn't it? You don't want to really question it. You know what's happened. Do you know what I mean? No. Where have these bones come from? You know where the bones have come from, fucker? Get out. Do you know what I mean? That's it. You can't question that shit. But cooking, I mean, I spoke to Stace about it because Stace doesn't like cooking. She does it because she's a mum and a wife, and that's like she'll do what she needs to do and she's really good at it, but she doesn't enjoy it. Whereas I fucking love cooking. Like I can go in the fridge, like you're saying, grab bits and bobs, and I'm like, oh, looks like we're having this today. But it's all pretty much the same sort of, similar sort of genre until I get into something new. Stace bought me the Hammer's cookbook, and I just went completely Japanese for fucking 2 months. Until I came back from Sainsbury's with some of the Kewpie mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And it's got like a little baby on the front of the bottle, little cutesy Japanese anime baby on the front, and it was £5. And when I got home, she was like, what have you bought? And this big grin came on my face, because obviously I can't lie. So I was like, nothing, I've just got the basics. And she was like, all right, what's this? And I was like, Japanese mayo for the Wagamamas I'm going to make. And she's like, how much was that? I was like, don't even worry about it. And she's like, yeah, well, how much was it? And I was like, listen, it was £4.50. And she was like, what? Because that is a fucking stupid thing to buy. But
was it delicious, though?
Yeah. Yeah. And I have seen her use it since.
She's making
herself some tuna the other day and put it in. I was like, what are you saying about my fancy mayonnaise now?
See, you don't know. That's the fourth or fifth bottle. She's been getting through
it. Yeah, we've got shares in that shit now.
She's like 50 quid's worth. She's like had 50 quid's worth of that through the house by now.
QP mayonnaise stays when she goes to
Sainsbury's. That's how it gets you, that stuff.
What are you eating? You're in the bin. have you had many weird dreams since the lockdown? I've had a few weird dreams, and I've also done that thing where I wake up and I forget. I wake up and I'm like, oh shit, gotta get the kids ready for school. And it's like, and then you just sort of You hit the reset and just remember that everything's on lockdown and weird as fuck.
Yeah. No, not really. I mean, I've had some weird dreams, but I couldn't recall any of them now. But I always have weird dreams because I think weird stuff during the day. So why would that not continue when I'm asleep?
Yeah.
Nothing I can recall, though.
Mine's weird stuff. Like mine, I'll have a dream about something pretty normal. And then I'll find that I'm on a basketball court playing basketball against Saddam Hussein for the Gulf War. And all of a sudden, I can't, like, the basketball's that heavy, I just can't even fucking think about passing it, throwing it, or doing anything. I'm like, man, this is weird. And Saddam Hussein's just giving it some of this, like, what are you going to do now, dickhead? Hey? Hey? And I'm like, fuck off, Saddam. Fuck off.
That's no good. I'll tell you what, I had there was a dream I had, and it always stuck in my head ever since. And I don't know why it stuck in my head particularly, but I remember it because it was around the time that Jurassic Park had come out.
Okay.
And the reason I remember that is because Jeff Goldblum was in it.
In your dream?
In my dream. And I was driving. Okay. You know the it's a red convertible Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
Right. I was driving that, but I was in some kind of race, and I was driving towards the edge of a canyon, like a big Midwest, you know, US canyon.
Yeah.
Dusty, dry, you know, and I'm belting along, and there are a couple of other cars ahead of me. There's like a green car with a yellow stripe down it, and like a yellow Jeep of some sort. They're trucking down, and as they hit the edge of the canyon, they make a left and go around the edge of it. As I'm driving along, I look to my right, and there's an ice cream van with Jeff Goldblum leaning out of it, serving ice creams with one of the little hats, one of the little ice cream man hats. And I literally, as I turned back, I was looking at the edge of the canyon. I just drove straight off, and I woke up as I was.
Did you do one of them leg twitches?
In the Volkswagen, yeah, it was weird, man. But it always stuck in my brain. So if I ever see Jeff Goldblum, I've got to be very, very cautious, because I think he might be the harbinger of my death.
Yeah, well, if he's wearing zebra stripes, fucking hell, dude, listen. There is one bag of Doritos. Oh no, you dirty. it's all right. There's something in the bin that the kids have obviously eaten and not liked, and he's losing his mind because it's the smallest piece of ham. So you don't have to judge me. I'm just going to let him eat it so he stops fucking. He's going to come out. He's going to have a glittery tongue with false nails on it. But he will have.
It's probably because it's got expensive Wagamama's mayonnaise on it and he can smell the quality.
Just smothered. Jesus, yeah. Dude. Are you sorted now? My dream, I think the weird thing for me is I always dream about either going to prison or escaping from prison. And I don't know if it's just a guilty conscience. Not so much nowadays. But. I've never done anything prison worthy, but I've always been involved in the escape, and like the dream is that vivid. When I wake up, I'll be like, oh, what about the lads? And then for a few minutes it's not sunk in. It takes a while, but yeah, I've been sent to prison quite a lot of different prisons as well.
Prisons, or like, do you find yourself in a medieval prison once in a while, or?
Never mind medieval, but like a Brazilian like jungle jail or a fucking Peruvian fucking jet, like bad shit. You know, when it might have been when I watched Brits Banged Up Abroad or something like that, and it just sort of stuck in my head, like, this was near you in Turkey, smuggling, dickhead.
Nearly end up in a pit with a branches tied up across the top as a cage. Yeah, I can see that. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the beard. Well, just
absolute shit. You know, if you let me out, I can get you some T-shirts. Yeah, it's fucking, I don't know, man. It happens a lot, just weird shit like that.
Yeah. I tried the coffee that you sent over. What's it called?
Aricha.
Aricha. It's delicious.
Did you see what I wrote to Veronica?
It might be gross, but I'm not going to say that, obviously. But it is delicious. And these new fancy mugs as well that are arriving. We're having more packages arriving at the house at the moment. I'm trying to get this in the sun so you can see.
Nice. It looks like a Le Creuset mug.
It looks like a what?
A Le Creuset mug.
You are such a dickhead. How do you know that?
What's it say underneath it?
That's exactly what it is. How do you know that?
Because I'm just that guy.
How do you know about that kind of shit?
Mate, listen. This is just, I can't remember times table. I don't know capitals. I don't know roads, but I know, I just.
No. She told you where she'd ordered them from, didn't she?
No, for real. My mum got a teapot at Christmas.
Okay, is that right? Yeah. So is the paid signature, is what it is?
It's Le Creuset Orange, if I'm saying that right, but they're nice mugs.
Lovely. She's not big enough, but that's always the problem.
Yeah, you hadn't lifted it before then, so I will take full props on knowing it. I like the fact that I'm dickhead for knowing it. Did Veronica tell you what? Yeah.
Know
too much about random shit.
Yeah.
Did she tell you what I wrote? Because she put, what's the coffee called? Obviously, you got your package. She tried the coffee. What's it called? And I wrote, because it's always a bit of a weird name, innit? Like, we've had Sindamo, Mahembe.
Yeah, yeah.
All the names. I put it's a Rujabuji Faber Rooney. It's a juvenile bean from Cali. And she didn't get the reference.
I tell you, I'll be honest, I didn't either. She held her phone up and she was like, "What's Owen talking about?" Like, I've no idea. I've no idea. 95% of what he says, I don't get it, or I get it later.
Yeah, he's gone. I thought that was genius. I was laughing to myself, waiting for something to come back. And she was like, "What the fuck?" Sorry, it's called a reacher.
Yeah.
But it's nice though, eh?
Yeah, it was really nice, really nice. I had it with the MCT CBD as well, which is lovely.
Well, I've just got some of that out. I've slowly tried to start getting a few parcels out. I think they listen to the podcast, and it's not.
They better.
So they do, but I can't then say who it is because then they'll know that.
You've already said too much.
I didn't say they're.
Now you've definitely said too much.
Only one of our listeners has got a girlfriend, easy, right? Sat there like King Dick. Say again.
Do I count?
No. You don't count.
I think we're gonna have to bleep some of that out.
Maybe.
I think the Raptors are gonna have to be creative and bleep some of that out. I reckon whoever that is will figure it out.
Or bleep something in.
Yeah. Just dinosaur noises, just or woody noises, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'll definitely work. Definitely. Yeah. I feel sorry for Rob. Did you see he bought the new Arecha beans, Rob Clark?
Yeah.
And his latest story is it's all gone.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, he's
that's the problem, isn't it? This sun is just glorious, but it's making me warm.
Is it melting you?
Yeah.
Your t-shirt did look really good when you stood up. You stood up and turned round to show us your cabinet earlier, and like the purple t-shirt and the bullet looked absolutely bang. Yeah. Oh.
Look at that. I just found an antique gun on the floor.
Of course you did.
Shall I see if I can, hang on, let me see if I can do a, see if I can do a rotation, like in a shop.
Yeah. But look at that. That sun.
That works, right?
Yeah, man.
That's the new full reptile advert right there.
Just that.
There it is. Just me spinning around in my chair in my office.
Yeah. There you go.
Beautiful.
I've got in the new bullet t-shirt, there's navy and there's black. And because I was sorting them out.
Got one of each.
You try sorting them out when there's fucking 50 of them. And you're trying to work out which is black and which is navy, and you're in a dark office and you're blue-green colorblind.
I tell you what, my business cards are badass. They came with it. Yeah, man. Shall I show one? Shall I grab one now?
Yeah, well, there's nothing too dangerous on there. It might have you. Has it got your email address on?
Yeah, but you know, weirdos can reach me anyway. So what's new?
That's a good point. He's still got his head in this fucking bin. He's just smashing ham. What are you doing, Henry? Come here. Come here. Are you a dirtbag? Come. Here he is. Mr. Henzo Hennessy. You eating ham? Are you showing everyone you're eating ham? They don't care, do they, mate? They don't give a fuck. Oh, waggy tail. There you go. Oh, dear. What's Dan got in his office, though? There's that Nerf gun we bought him. There's his Hulk fists. Back to the Future Lego. That's a limited edition. Yeah, it's not even a release set. It's got a special logo in the corner. Ghostbusters. Not bothered, mate. Nah. All right. There we go. Where do you reckon he's lost them? Here he comes.
Sorry, I'm here. I got caught up. I've got toys all over the house, and I can't walk past stuff. Check it. Look at that.
Where's that one from?
That's from one of the really old school sets, like the old school castle sets.
Yeah.
I've got Merlin that came with it. He's got
that's like the original Lego dragon from Legoland. You know the Legoland ride?
Yes. Is it always that? Is that what they're on? I've just remembered. I took, you know, the glow in the dark ghost minifigure.
Yeah.
I took it outside 2 days ago to charge it up in the sun, and I've left it out there.
Is it still there?
I don't know. I would hope so.
People need to know this now. This is going to give me anxiety if you don't go and check.
Oh, I can't. It will take me 10 minutes to get all the way over there and unlock the doors and shit.
All right, well, don't worry. Yeah, just make sure you...
It'll be fine.
Give me three things.
There are vicious wild animals in the front yard anyway, you know, so...
Yeah, true. What did you...
Look how beautiful that is.
It's got the little watermark. Yours came out nice. Mine didn't get the watermark because I didn't have the transparency up high enough.
Did you not? And then on the back, it's all fancy. It's got all the brands. Dun, 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 dun. Clap. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Lovely designs.
Nice.
Lovely designs. There you go.
That's what we do.
No sensitive information was given away.
No, and they can still get hold of it.
And I did get this as well. My dad came over the other day and stood a good distance away, and we had a good conversation. And he dropped a bunch of stuff off. A load of old stuff that was in the garage because he's having a clear out.
Of course he is.
And he found this. I posted it on my Instagram, but I want to show you here as well. So that's the new version. That's a new, not the new version, but a brand new badge.
Yeah.
Of this one. And that was on my that used to be on my Taekwondo. It's called a Tabok. I wore that I got that when I was six.
Six till when? So what? That last. So it was on your. What was it called? A Tabok.
Tabok.
And how long was it on there? Six till when?
Until I stopped wearing it, which was probably 18 and 19.
It's not done fucking bad, man.
All right, isn't it? Look how worn out it is. Beautiful. I put it on my Instagram, and someone said, "Oh, you should put it on your jacket, on my patch jacket."
That was good.
That was it. There we go. You're good at remembering people's names. I'm not.
I remember certain shapes, not all of them, but some of them. Some of them are crazy shapes.
Remember certain shapes. Look at the cool little thing. My grandparents bought me this. You know how they find odd things here and there. It's like a little antique like pistol, and the front end screws. So you can unscrew it so you can fit it in a little purse or whatever.
Is that the one with the shot that fits in the handle?
Yeah. A few of them have got this, but this one's like a little shell on the bottom. How fucking cool that is. Beautiful design work. I mean, you know what I mean? If you could carry a weapon, you'd make the most out of it. Look at the trigger. The trigger's like a hidden trigger on the bottom. Bang.
I just can't wait. You know, if the apocalypse goes full tilt, I can just see you with that. These just single shot fucking pistols just across you like black bits. Stood at the end of your street near the co-op, just smoke. Just with a ball, hit someone and dropping off, and then be like, "Was that a marble?" Like, yeah, I haven't got any shot.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? That would be awesome. Yeah, I'll make it look realistic. I got a little bit of white sage here. It's nothing illegal.
I don't mind illegal. Unless it's sending me to prison. Hey! Dude, that's a good shot. Yeah. Afternoon. Have you seen Slim got his package from... he got his full reptile green T-shirt, so he got his dad to take a model shot for him.
Call him, man.
Slim. He looked good, man. He did a good job. Looked nice.
I know. He's going to get bloody scouted by Hugo Boss taking photos like that.
Especially in the green.
Well, he's got like, you know, he's got them proper skinny legs. You see, they'll fit in a lot of their models' clothes. Both the raptors would. I mean, we've got to be careful. But then, Mystery's a bit weird. So I think, Mark. But I reckon I could see Jamie getting poached for sure by an agency because he's got that kind of, you know what I mean. He's got that kind of look. I tell you, I did a modeling shoot once, and I tell you where the reason why I'm saying this is because all of the clothes were his size. And I'm trying to fit them on for this photo shoot. And then I'm jumping up and down the bloody trampoline throwing kicks. And I shredded all of these expensive clothes.
Yeah.
All the seams. It was for FHM ages ago. It was for all the seams were like bursting apart and shit.
Oh, man. I did a photo shoot for Ben Sherman.
Did you?
Yeah, we got my mate basically, we did a film with Sam years and years and years ago. That's the one I showed you the trailer for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And to be able to get that into festivals, you had to have a short film and an advert if you could have got one. So this guy approached Sam to say, can you do me an advert for these Ben Sherman suits? And we were like, yeah, of course. And obviously he worked at Horsley Lodge. So we had this nice grand building for like the end shot. We used my house and I had a 1 litre Corsa with a K&N air filter. So it went,
course.
But it was slow as shit. It had big fat 16-inch wheels on it. And basically the film was me putting sovereigns on and bracelets. So I looked like a retired darts player. I had like a zip up shell suit top, a Burberry scarf around my face, an old dad cap on, and some bad boy jeans with like a red pocket. And so basically you film me waking up, getting all my stuff, putting it on, jumping down the stairs and wheel spinning out in a Corsa to the courthouse and getting like maximum sentence. And then he filmed me getting up, putting a Ben Sherman suit on and going in with my hair done and getting let off. And it was as bad as it sounds. But the problem was none of the suits fit me because I'm built like a 12-year-old girl. So they sent what they thought was like a normal size man suit and it was just fucking hung off me. It was awful. So yeah, I made it look like a pile of shit, to be fair.
Yeah, I've had a couple of suits that when I've bought them, they've been like, they fit me right. And then, like, you know, 6 months have passed and I get the suit out and throw it in my suitcase and get to wherever I'm going and put it on. And I'm like, oh, this is either way too big or too small.
Yeah.
Time to go and buy a new one. So yeah.
It's horrible, isn't it? Is that?
I'm terrible at trying stuff on when I'm packing.
Yeah, see, most of the stuff, because I've not really changed that much for a while, like I think I've got 3 suits from like being a best man for someone or whatever I have it for. So it's best man or funeral. So I've got them, but there's one that I put on and it sort of reminds me that I'm getting older because I put it on and to be fair, I've not bought a different size suit or shirt for years and years. And I'll put it on and it's one of them where it'll go, you're a fat cunt now. And it's like the waistcoat. So I always have to have 3-piece and I'll button the waistcoat up apart from the bottom button. And I go all the way down and it's like,
What's that about? Tell me that. Because John Gooden's mentioned that to me before. I'm actually recording with John in a little while. He always goes, oh, you bottom button, you don't want to do that up.
Yeah, not enough.
I think that was a rumour that was started by people that eat too much at dinner.
It probably is, because when you sit down, the V of the waistcoat is here. So you just, all you'll be ever doing is pulling on the string, on the thread of the bottom button.
Yeah, but I don't sit down when I'm wearing it.
Well, what do you do? Are you swinging it around on the dance floor?
No, inside the octagon, when I'm doing inside the octagon. I don't tend to wear them at events because I'm usually too hot when I'm working.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I've never really considered that.
Are you allowed to button it up if you're standing up all the time?
I don't know.
One of those weird fucking like rules, isn't it? I remember when I was having a suit made. When I was fighting GSP, I treated myself to a tailored suit. I went down to Brighton to a place called Jump the Gun, who do like proper mod suits.
Nice.
It was a nice suit, like tonic suit, real, real cool thing, but like old school looking, not like the stuff I wear now. And the guy was telling me about all these different features and bits and bobs, he kept talking about the bottom button on the last button on the cuff, and he was like, look, and it's, you know, you can unbutton the cuff. I'm like, yeah, but when am I ever going to do that? Like, unless I walk to the octagon wearing boxing gloves, I got to try and get my fucking suit jacket off. Over. You know what I mean? It was like a weird...
Just pull it.
That's it. But then the point that he made is that's how you tell if the suit's been made well, is that they're actually buttons and they're not just... It's not just a feature.
So now
every time I'm walking around a suit shop, I'm looking, I always check that button because it makes me look like I know what I'm doing.
Exactly. No, because it's the same as a double-breasted. Like, if you've got 2 buttons on a suit, you do the top one and not the bottom one, don't you? And
oh,
if it's right. A single button, you do it up.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's top down, isn't it? And you don't do the bottom one.
I think so.
If you got two.
This is the problem. Like, my mum used to... Because my mum used to work... She was cleaning for people in, like, a really wealthy village. So she used to come home and she'd bring all sorts of, like, really fancy blazers that if you were a 56-year-old retired fucking... lawyer, then you'd go mad for it because it had brass, gold brass buttons on it, and fucking it was Pringle or pink.
Need a captain's hat with it.
Yeah, it was. Hold on. That's fuck off. This is not my phone. It is my daughter's phone.
Yeah, I do not... that's your phone. The glittery case.
You like it?
For sure, that's your phone.
For sure. Yeah, guarantee. It's not this. It's not this. It's definitely this. So yeah, we used to have. She used to bring all sorts of shit, and she'd tell us. My mom knows all the schmonts. She knows all the poncy bits about schmoncy shit like that. Like, you can't wear this with that. Your belt's got to match your wallet. Your shoes have got to fucking match this, and you can't put your socks on before your fucking hanky. All this other stupid shit. But it was only. I think the biggest regret I had from when I got married was not buying my own suit, because we bought Stacey's wedding dress. And it cost an arm and a leg for us at the time. It's still fucking expensive. And it's literally sat behind you in the loft in a bag. And it, let's say, yeah, right behind you in that cabinet. But there was no intention of ever wearing that again. Like, there'd be a wicked business option, wouldn't it, for someone to just rent out wedding dresses from, like, are you a happily married couple? Yes, I am. Would you like to rent your wedding dress out and pass on some of that good juju? Of course, fucking do it. Because once you've worn it, that's like expensive. I rented a suit. I think it cost me £50 to rent my suit. And then I didn't have a suit after that, which was fucking bonkers, because I could have worn it to every christening and funeral and wedding that I go to afterwards. So, yeah.
You're like Airbnb for wedding dresses.
But why not? That's not bad, right? For real, because, it's, well, I mean, the first time I was best man for a guy at work, Tim. And they were married for probably 7 months. And it wasn't my speech. My speech was fucking sick. But it was the fact that she's not going to wear that wedding dress that she bought again, is she?
It wasn't some of the stuff you told him about him in the speech.
Imagine. Oh, this fella. Oh, you should have seen the bird he was shagging last week. I mean.
Yeah.
No. I have got to wear my mouth running away with me, but I'm fucking good at editing certain bits, especially when it comes to speeches. I mean, one time I was best man, and the guy I was best man for was marrying one of his very close friend's ex-girlfriend. So I love them to bits. They're here. Bride and groom's here. And then her ex-boyfriend, who is one of the groom's best mates, was sat here. And I knew that. And I told better stories. That's all I did.
I tell you what I watched last night. It was a film that Mystery had recommended. Jeez, I forgot what it's called again. The man who wasn't there. Go on, Mystery. Unmute himself. Oh, hang on. He's disappeared.
Yeah, that's right.
Man who wasn't there, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, Coen Brothers.
That's it. I mean, talk about an easy job. You could have literally put his whole script on one piece of A4 paper. It like, he hardly said anything throughout the whole movie. It was good though. It had what's his name out, Sopranos in it as well.
Gandolfini.
Yeah. Is that his name? I don't know. I never watched Sopranos.
And Scarlett Johansson.
That's it. Yeah. It was good. It was good. Although I'll be honest, it's one of those watch once kind of movies. I won't like return to it, but it's a good one. Watch once.
Yeah.
I'm back on Mandalorian at the moment. I'm waiting on Disney Plus to put it up on. My Disney Plus is not working at the moment. I'm not happy about it.
Really?
Yeah. I think this is probably the quickest way of getting to the help center.
Can we abuse the podcast rules and just get them out there? Just get Disney Plus to ring you straight back.
Yeah. Right. Get Mickey Mouse on the phone to me immediately.
I'd love to know what the people do that listen to us. Because I like to work favour for favour. So I'd like to think, if there's someone out there that's like, they run their own shed business or something, and I could do with a new shed, then hit it up. I'm not saying I want anything for free. I'm not asking for handouts, but I'll do something like a website or a logo that's the equivalent, and then you can... Hit me up with what you've got.
Pitching trades out there.
That's what I'm all about, man. Yeah, we got to share the love. It's all, look, There's currency. There's not going to be any money one day. Soon, it's coming pretty soon. Like it's all turning into Mad Max. So if you've got a trade, then you can swap different bits. Do you know what I mean?
So I tell you what, I haven't got that's a valuable trade.
Go on.
People, I'm gonna definitely be able to get some shit with these when shit goes back Mad Max. Old X-Men cards.
Yo.
Do you remember collecting these? Did you ever collect X-Men cards?
Yeah. Do they still smell like bubblegum?
That's definitely one. That's definitely the hottest trading card ever made.
Mate, did you just to change it real quick? Because this is something that me and Sam got into trouble with. Can you remember getting the sex cards when you were about 15, and they were like playing cards with nude women on from a joke shop?
Oh yeah. Around the same time that you got those pens that you flipped upside down, the bikini came. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I won't. Yeah. We went to Alf. There was a joke shop in Derby called Alf James, and it was ran by two fellas. I never knew that they were together the whole time, because one was really old and one was quite young. Ronnie Rocket and Cyrus, they were called, and they would sell fireworks to a fucking baby. They were the best, right? So like,
how does that qualify them as the best?
Well, dude, when you're 15 or you're 14, you don't give a fuck if they're going to sell it to a baby, as long as you get some, right? There's no point about caring. So we get these smoke bombs, stink bombs, firecrackers, and I can remember Sam plucked up the courage and he bought a deck of the sex cards. But this was like back in the day of Mighty Boosh. There was no trimness. It was all just like 70s and 80s women on the playing cards. But you always had your favourites, and I can remember we had shared custody of these playing cards. And when I used to see him, we'd switch over and like we'd take him, so I could take him to school and be the big man and be like, "You seen the fucking ace of spades? Boom, next." Well, they came to an early demise, unfortunately, and it was Sam lived in this like 3-story townhouse on the way into Derby on Kedleston Road, and he basically lived in the loft, and his mum used to come upstairs and like do whatever and call him down. And he was convinced she was going to find these cards. So he ran down to the middle floor of the house, got them, and just fully fucking skimmed them out the bed, out the window on the landing without the box. So he wasn't putting them in the box. He was giving it a 52-card pickup, and they all landed on his garage roof. His neighbour, mate, honestly, one of the funniest fucking things. You know when you're not there to be a part of the bollocking or to be a part of the blame, but you hear the story and you can tell what's going to happen. Mate, it was one of my fucking favourite things. Like, literally still there. Just a couple of
just scattered.
Yeah, oh. Dude. It's weird. That's the type of thing you get the first time you go to Spain, isn't it? You know the first time you go to Spain and you're mooching around a shop and it's got sweets, souvenirs, little sombrero, massive dildo. And you're like, you've not got the same regulations as we have, do you? Oh, no, senor. It's like, what? That shouldn't be next to the fucking chump chumps.
Do you remember the things that you'd squeeze and it'd be like dressed as a nun or like the caveman?
And it'd do that. You'd
squeeze it and it'd have like fabric or just like a massive inflatable cock would just fucking shoot out the front of its gear. Remember that?
Yeah. I saw a monk one, and you pressed on his head, and just a massive dick came out, and he was like, "All right, but who buys that?"
I don't know, but someone does, because they're fucking making loads of them.
Remember the one in the car, and it's sand on the parcel shelf, and you squeeze it, and it just goes, "Aww."
Yeah, but didn't the early ones have like a hand pump? You had to fucking do it yourself.
Was it? Oh. All of them. There was no digital. There was no digital fucking whatever his name was.
How many people crashed into a ditch because they were mooning someone with a little puppet in the back of their car?
A little puppet. Got a name.
It was the one. It was the one very big. They just stand on your parcel shelf.
Yeah, and it was it had a blue like a bulb that you'd do your blood pressure with.
Yeah.
After a while, though, he sort of got a bit lazy because I can remember we got one from a car boot. It wasn't like it wasn't in his prime. He wouldn't give you the full show. He was just giving you the top like that.
I need to translate what car boot is.
Okay, a yard sale.
Yeah, Right. Kind of a yard sale in a field out of the back of cars.
Goodwill? No, not Goodwill, is it? You're selling shit. You're making some scratch.
Some scratch.
Mate, I nearly got beat up by an old woman at a car boot sale. So, traditionally, in England, a car boot sale is on a Sunday. It costs you about £5 for a table. You take your own table and you pay £5. You lay all your shit out, and then people come up and say, how much for this, mate? And you're like, £4. And so on. And so you get the fucking gist. And I'd bought Stace a pair of knee-high boots. Bear in mind, we've been together since 1998. So these knee-high boots I bought in 1999 cost me about £120 because I had no children or bills or anything to worry about. So I bought these boots and I've always thought that they were quite fucking cool because obviously anyone who's got a girlfriend that wears knee-high boots is fucking, they're living the dream. So they've lived in the bottom of a cupboard or a wardrobe for about 17 years. And Stace obviously looked at them and was like, never going to wear these again. Take them with you to the car boot. But they were fucking, bear in mind, they cost me 120 English pounds. And they were leather with wooden platforms. So they were one of my big money items. You know, when you go to a car boot and you're selling, you've got half a dozen things that you know you're going to make a bit of money on, and all the other shit you just need to get rid of because you can't have it fucking lying about. So this woman came up, picked up the boots and was like, excuse me, how much are these? And I said something like, it was either a tenner or a fiver, like actual paper money, not just coins. And she fucking threw them on the floor. And I was like, yo, they're fucking expensive. And she was like, right, and walked off, stormed off. So the next minute, another woman had come along, picked up the same boots and was like, oh my God, these are such and such boots from back in the day, and obviously recognised the quality of my fancy boots. To which I was like, buzzing. I said, thank you. They were £120. That lady down there just told me and basically just threw them on the floor. And she literally marched back up to me. Don't you point at me, young man. Don't you point at me. My husband's here. And I'm like, fucking chill out. You just smashed my boots in the floor, you scabby bitch. So, me and her husband had to have a quick word, but don't diss people, and if it's less than 20 pence, which is not fucking expensive. I had a lady that come on, and my mum had given me, you know what it's like when you're going to do a car boot, and they'll go, take this, and they'll give you a box of shit. You can have whatever it makes.
Yeah.
And it like, couldn't make a quid if you fucking tried, but thanks a lot, I'll take it. And there's about 8 balls of wool for knitting. Balls of wool. And this person came up. And the thing is, you can get a vibe off people. I like to talk to people. And I like to have a bit of banter with people. And I'm all good. If you get someone that you can just tell is just a fucking shithead, I don't want to be dealing with them. And I got a specific shithead come up. And they were trying to barter me and haggle me down for this wool. And I was like, mate, it's 20 pence. And they were like, yeah, but how much if I buy all 5? And I was like, it's £1. He's like, yeah, but do me a deal. I was like, I've already done your fucking deal. I eventually picked all of them up and started lighting them with my lighter.
Like, no. Sometimes you just got to set things on fire. That is the solution. I told you the Christmas decoration story, didn't I, at school when I got suspended.
You've told me, I don't think you've ever told the podcast.
Have I not?
You might have done. It's one of my favourite stories.
I feel like I might have done. I'm starting to get like a broken record. It's because I've been stuck inside for too long, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. Have I told it? I don't remember.
I don't know. We've all got only so many stories, dude. Let it out there again. Let it breathe.
Well, no, it's just the same. It's the same principle. Where we're making those paper chains, you know, like out of newspaper. Someone had cut up strips of newspaper and someone else had glued them together in chains. So, I mean, I was, 15 or 16 or something? We're decorating the common room at school.
Can you set the scene of your character, though? Would you say you were a rebel without a cause at this point?
A little bit, yeah. I had purple contact lenses in a long hair.
See,
probably painted my nails black as well.
Yeah, I think that needed just to be just a little bit in there, just the footer.
And I did have a big chain attached to my wallet, like a big dog lead chain.
Oh, good.
You know,
in case you lose it.
I was always armed. My art teacher used to tell the younger kids when they joined the school that if they didn't behave in class, I'd fucking show up.
Really?
That's what kept him in line. And he also told, you remember, was it Candyman? Was that a movie? We had to say Candyman in the movie mirror three times and he'd show up. Yeah, he told them that. If you say Chain Man in the mirror three times. You know what's even funnier is I've got the chain hanging up in my gym at the moment. My ankle bag's hanging from it. It's perfect.
I can believe it.
We were making these paper chains and they were hanging up on the wall. And anyway, I had a period off. I didn't have any lessons. So I was in the room as the next lot of people came in to see these new chains, thought it was hilarious to start kind of singeing them and burn them a little bit.
The next
kids who had not seen us making them and putting them up. So I'm sitting back watching this thing and I'm mellow aggro. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm ready. I can feel it coming.
Yeah. But
got to keep pushing their luck. And I just thought to myself, you know, there's a simple solution to this. I made that. So if someone's going to burn it, I'm going to burn it. So I went up and this thing's hanging in like a big U on the wall. And I set the middle one on fire.
Yeah.
It's newspaper. It burned through like super quick. And then immediately I've got two chains of newspaper that's burning up the wall and setting all the ceiling tiles on fire.
And it's 90s newspaper, so it's even more flammable than that.
Yeah, we're like the proper, like, I don't know what that ink was made out of, but they did burn really well, didn't they? Oh. So, yeah.
That so was, what happened? Oh my God. So you got suspended?
Yeah.
That's not good. I nearly got suspended for dropping a science stool on someone's head. Everyone had to bring their chairs to the front of the room at our school. I don't know if it was the same for you. And the thing is, because I was small and a bit of an arsehole, people would make a point of like either blocking me out or like there wasn't enough room to get past. So I just lift the chair up and I'd walk past. But as I brought it down, there was like a foot bar across it, and this lad had literally sat down like this, and as he went down, it went clunk on his head.
Oh
yeah, and I only brought it down and just tapped him, but he hammed it up like a motherfucker. He's a DJ now, actually, in Ibiza. He's smashing the tits off it. But at the time, he was a pussy when it came to the fucking the chair hitting him. It was just one of the science stools. And there was another time I nearly got suspended for kicking a lad. I used to ride motorbike trials, and for comic relief, one year. I wore my top, my bottoms, with like super vibrant. They look like fucking motocross outfit. As trials was slower than motocross, but it's more skill based. Not that motocross isn't, but I'd have that on, my helmet and my motorbike boots, and I was going to wear it all day and do a sponsored silence, which I was smashing. Well, one lad walked past me, and I can't remember his name. But when I was at school, I was fucking tiny. I'm small now, but bear in mind, I was 16 and I wasn't even 5 foot tall. And this lad was like a full-grown man size. Walked past me in the corridor, got his fist and just went poof on the top of my head, on my helmet.
So like that Gustav St. John Jones elbow in the floor.
Honestly, it was, yeah, instant sick, but also full tilt ragga. I just sort of went, oh. And because I was like a little troll, just getting fucking mad, I had my Gurn, like, motorbike boots on, which were the absolute fucking bollocks. Ran up behind it and just fucking hoofed him, cleaning the fucking legs. He went down and I just put the boot in. Got taken into the headmaster's office where I got a massive bollocking, to which then that was only broken up by another person coming in to say that I didn't start it.
And look, did you have mental teachers? I had a... And the thing is, he wasn't one of my full time teachers. He was like, he'd like step in every now and then if one of my science teachers couldn't make it to class or whatever. His name was Mr. Crowley, and he was nuts. I remember one time he came into class and he had all of his fingers and thumbs bandaged up individually because he'd burned them. And what he'd done is the day before, after hours, he'd filled up a bag with I think it was pure oxygen. Like a plastic bag with pure oxygen, and lit it.
Why is holding it?
Yeah, just lit it, and it just obviously and burnt all his hands. So, so he showed up this next day, same thing, but this time he had the taper attached to a fucking broomstick. He was like, "Put your textbooks away. I've got something to show you." And he filled up this bag with oxygen. Put it on the table at the front of the classroom and like reached in with a lit taper, and we're all right at the back. Because bear in mind, this guy's already fucking injured himself doing the same thing.
He's looking like fucking Johnny Dick Fingers.
Like you've got 30 kids like pinned up against the science room wall with goggles on.
Yeah,
that's gonna make a difference.
With shit elastic. The elastic wasn't quite
always
tight enough.
Tangled.
Pull it.
Horrible. Yeah. Always like sliding down your nose.
Yeah. Or the piece of plastic has come out of the rubber. And like, how secure are these? It's like, you'll be all right. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Just don't pour acid into them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're all standing right at the back of the room. And I don't know what size the bag was that he lit when he burnt his hands, but I got the impression that this bag was bigger because he was leaning back as he was lighting it. And as he lit this thing, it blasted so loud that it blew out a whole bunch of window panels into the playground. Just smashed. You know, like those old, like, single-glazed windows.
Single-glazed.
Old schools. Just shattered. Like probably eight of them.
Killed seven kids.
I didn't see him after that, strangely enough.
Fucking hell. Science teachers always seem to be mental. We had science teachers and an art teacher. My art teacher was Mr. Tidaldi. And fucking fantastic artist, but absolutely fucking tapped. And I can remember once we were talking to him, because when you got to like year 11, you were allowed the radio on in the classroom, and it was a bit more lax. Mm-hmm. And I can remember someone was acting up a little bit, and I can't remember what they said, but they didn't offer him out, but they sort of like they fronted up to him a bit, and they said, "What are you gonna do? What are you going to do about it? Like acting like the big man." And he turned around to him and he goes, "Do you know how many fucking people's hands I've broken with my nose?" And what? But yeah, he was a bit special. There was a woodwork teacher that was just the most cantankerous piece of wank I've ever met in my life, Mr. Minton. And I would kick fuck out of him now if I saw him. That's how much fucking hate I still hold for that prick. And he was one of these guys that had been at the school forever, then managed to get a really young wife and made a kid. But he'd made this kid when he was like 107 and his wife was something like 22. And the issue I had was, because my dad's a joiner, I was making some benches. And because he didn't like me, he'd given me all this shit twisted wood, to which I'd told my dad. And obviously I didn't live with my dad. My dad lived like miles away. So I got him to come into school. And he did. He came into school and sort of had a word with him against the wall, which was one of my proudest moments. Because, yeah, seeing a teacher shit the pants is really quite a cool fucking thing. You know, because you've been around them for, say, 4 or 5 years, and they're the authority figure. But there's being an authority figure, and there's also being a massive prickhead. So, you can't just abuse your power. And because you don't like this kid, you give him twisted wood with fucking splits in it, you dickhead. And my dad sort of walked in and started questioning him about a load of stuff that he'd done, trying to deny it. And he picked up my project and was like, "Would you use this wood?" Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Well, no, but I'd make a bench that's different." And he's like, "All right, for your different bench, would you use this wood?" And he was like, "Well, no." And he's like, "So why the fuck is it all right for my lad?" And because my dad's a bit rough from Sheffield, he just terrified this guy. It was fucking amazing. It was so good.
Yeah. I've heard a few stories of my grandma going up to school when my dad had been misbehaving, because my dad was a bit of a pain in the ass, from what I understand. From what my mum tells me, anyway, because they went to school together. And I've heard a few stories of my grandma going up and telling teachers off for singling my dad out. And
I can believe it.
But you can also imagine how much of a pain in the ass my dad would have been, because he still is now. He still, everybody gets aggravated and tormented and. You know what I mean? I can imagine him being like, and he would have been doing it with a smile on his face. That would have been even more annoying. Like he'd have been pissing off the teachers and laughing about it as they were getting pissed off.
See, that's the thing, and I think that's something what you sign up for. You know, as a teacher, when you're going to get 6 weeks off in the summer, you get 2 weeks off at Easter, you get 2 weeks off at Christmas. They're your pluses. The negatives, and you have to deal with arseholes like me and your dad, and that's unfortunately just part of the price you have to pay. Because your auntie, your nana, reminds me so much of Stacey's auntie Nick that passed away in January. And the problem with, so Auntie Nick lived literally even if you were an asthmatic one-lunged weasel, you could throw a tennis ball from her house to the school. So they're well-known, or she was well-known in the village that they lived, because she never had anyone take the piss out of her son, who's Paul. But not only that, when Paul had his three kids that were equally like me, you and your dad, the bit toe raggish, they would go into the school and then basically they get into bother and you just see Stacey's auntie come marching down the lane. Just a fuck. But I think you need that character. You need that person, because I hear a lot of people and they'll be like, oh, we're changing schools. And I'm like, why is that? And like, oh, they're not getting on with such and such. I'm like, have you been in? Have you spoke to anyone? Like, oh, I don't want to rock the boat. It's like, rock the boat. You want to fucking sink the boat, mate. Go and have a word. Like, don't ever apologise for fucking saying how you feel or for speaking your mind, because it happens all the time and people just get away with being an arsehole. And yeah. I do think that some people abuse their power. I think there's a lot of people that will abuse their power to the point where it's not fair. Yeah. Like, taking a piss a little bit is one thing, but absolutely running away with it, there's no need for that.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Well, so what are you up to for the rest of the day then?
Well,
what is it, 5 o'clock now?
It's 5 now, yeah, so I'm probably going to go make some dinner. I've got some birthday money from Friday, so I treated myself to a new game for the kids. It's called Sequence, and it's a cross between cards and poker.
Okay.
It's a weird one to explain, but it's got massive reviews, so I'm probably going to play a bit of that. But yeah, other than that, we've been watching. We finished Ozark on Netflix.
Yeah,
I appreciated everyone's feedback on the Ozark artwork we did. I know it doesn't mean fuck all to you because you've not seen it, but it's bang on. Let me tell you, the artwork is bang on.
Is it?
Or yeah.
You never did you? I have to trust that you did. I've got no idea. Yeah. I've not got one around to watching it yet. We've just started watching The Good Place, Ted Danson.
It's good. The thing is, Ted Danson, you can't beat Ted Danson.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Yeah, it's a bit...
While we're talking, actually. Although more Lego showed up, so I've got... Check this out. I know people that listen to this podcast that don't like Lego, you can't wait for MMA to start, so we've got something else to talk about. I had to get this.
Oh, the chicken leg.
That's the AT-ST, but that's the one from the Mandalorian series.
I like the red legs on it.
Hey, I had to get it because it's got the Mandalorian figure with it, look.
Oh, nice.
And just, I was getting shit on Instagram earlier today because the other Millennium Falcon showed up.
I don't think you should get shit for that.
Well, the thing is, she'll end up building it. I'll wake up one morning and I'll be able to hear Lego bags rustling downstairs and she'll be off through it.
She's going to have it down to a fine art. Because the thing is, Lego bags, you remember when the Lego bags used to come and they're all perforated?
So you couldn't choke on one?
Yes.
You could, but you'd have to really try hard.
Yeah, I don't think a Lego bag's ever killed anyone. Lego pieces, maybe, but not Lego bag. We've just, if you've got a couple of hours in you, there's a series, and it's not the Tiger King. It's called How to Run a Drug Scandal.
Right.
It's a Netflix one, and it's basically two individual cases of women in America. And basically, you know, when someone, like, let's say we got pulled up in America and we had an eighth of weed on us. They would seize that, put it in an evidence bag, and it would go to a third party, an outsourced drug testing facility. Right. So they've both been done for completely fucking about with the system, but it's the absolute fuckery that comes with it. Like how the government tried to cover up what she's done. And then you got like, so there's one dude in it, this guy, this Cuban guy that's in there. And he gets sent down for 7 years for having $20 of heroin on him. Like, 7 years? Are you fucking mad?
Is that a lot? I don't know how much $20 gets you in heroin. I've never bought any.
But 7 years inside?
It's a mystery. How much heroin would you get for $20?
Well, even if it's this much, if it's in a little bag, that's a It's fucking crazy, right?
That is ridiculous.
So,
yeah.
But it's good. It's worth a watch. It's definitely worth a watch. How to fix a drug scandal. And then my niece got me into cold case files. And because I've got some Bluetooth headphones, the over-the-ear ones, they're soundproof.
Yeah.
I sit in bed watching cold case files. That's probably why I'm having weird dreams.
Definitely.
And
eating cheese.
Yeah. I'm eating all the cheese and LSD. And but have you tried those over the ear soundproof, like noise cancelling?
Yeah, I never travel without them now.
Travelling, I get it. So if I'm sat on a plane or in a car or on a bus or whatever, I get it. But you know when I'm walking down the field to take the dogs for a walk when we met up on Friday and I can't hear anything else, it makes me really nervous. Because I think someone's just going to be run like here.
Doorbell.
That's the doorbell. Literally.
All right. Lady V's on it.
Is this her collection that she's squirreling away?
I have no idea what this is. This might be more protein bars, to be honest.
This is one of my
dogs.
I'm
going to
kill you.
Yeah.
Even if it's more legs, you're going to kill me. I have to keep ordering more because you keep building it.
Yeah, you have me
like a freaking slave. You love it. Honestly, the amount of times I wake up and I can hear the rustling of bags, I'm like, I wonder what Lego set she's building. She's building the Battle of Endor. That's what she's building because I remember that being the next one in the lineup. That's done now. Battle of Endor's finished. Dude, I've literally got boxes under the table as well. I've got 3 Lone Ranger ones. I've got 4 Castle ones. I've got Ghostbusters, Superheroes, Marvels, Ninja Turtles, DC Universe. There's still plenty to build.
Good. We need to knock through the office then to make it so that we can have... Just knock through that way.
I just think I need to put more shelves in.
Yeah. You're not going to get another cabinet up there because if you try and order it from the same place you got that one from...
This cabinet almost killed the 2 guys that brought it up here. Because I bought it... I like to find old stuff online and I found... I can't remember where I bought that. From some antique shop over near Solihull, I think. Anyway, I had these 2 guys fetch it, any van, and I'd made it quite clear. I'd posted photos of the thing. I'd said it was incredibly heavy, made out of glass, because all the shelves are glass. It's got 3 big shelves in it. They're all glass as well. They weigh as much as a door. And these 2 poor blokes trying to get it up the steps to the house was ridiculous. But, yeah.
I had to try it.
I'll never have to move it.
No. I have carried a 3-meter piece of worktop up them stairs, and that's pretty fucking dicey. So I wouldn't like to even consider carrying that fucker up there.
Yeah.
Jesus. Have you seen Ariel Helwani's Twitter at the minute?
I have not.
I think he's gone a bit fucking mental.
Has he?
He started offering out Darren Till, and he's got this ball on his head. You know, one of them what's it balls.
Oh yeah, the Lomachenko. Thing that's famous. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've got challenging people. I don't know if he's just a bit bored and because he's...
Maybe he's been inside too long.
I think so. But even Bisping was talking about him, saying that he's flexing a bit. Like he used to be a fan that had an opinion and was interested, and now he considers himself a fighter. So I haven't seen it all. I only saw the little clip on Bisping's... I think it was Bisping's Instagram or Twitter. Mm. But yeah, I'd noticed that he called something out to Darren Till. Darren Till had told him to go fuck himself in his way that he does. And Ariel had tweeted back going, "I'm not going to shag you, mate," which I don't know. It seems like he'd got a pair of dice with British words on. One of them being mate, one of them being shag, and he just sort of put them in because it wasn't really like the strongest burn. Do you know what I mean? You know them sex dice you can get? Lick. Elbow. Touch. Nostrils. Yeah. It's not as... Yeah, the shit, but... Yeah, I don't know if he'd done that. So, I didn't know if you'd seen it, but...
Oh, I haven't. I don't look at other people's Twitters too much. I'll have to have a look, though.
I'm getting kind of stir-crazy. I feel like it's almost like Google's listening to everything we're doing, because we were saying about top 5 this, top 5 that, amazing matches this and that, and then just before we connected today... The Randy Couture versus Pedro Hizo's on UFC's Instagram, and I'm like, what are you doing, boys?
I watched UFC 38 today while I was deadlifting, because John and I are recording something today about it. I'm recording something with him soon, actually. I'm going to have to jump off. But we're doing, it's like a review of that event, Royal Albert Hall.
Royal Albert Hall, Brawl at the Hall, with Ian Freeman and Frank Mir.
Yeah, but the main event was Newton against Hughes.
He knocked himself out in a triangle.
That was the first one. The rematch was at the Albert Hall.
Sorry, but Matt Hughes won.
Yeah.
Chill out. Sorry, just shit me fucking right. He's been asleep on the door the whole time down here, look.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You massive dong. Fuck no. Yeah, so you're doing, that'd be good, man. That'd be really good.
We'll have a chat about that. It's a good card, man. It's got a bit of everything. Like James Zickich against Jim Miller? Something Miller. Oh, why have I forgot his name?
Mark Weir's on that one, isn't he? The Wizard.
Yeah, fastest knockout.
Knockout.
Lovely.
Mate, he looked like he felt guilty for doing that.
Yeah.
Alive? Yeah, he's alive. Hey.
I think my favourite thing about it all, and the thing that always stuck out in my mind after watching it, was Ian Freeman sitting on the octagon, blowing on his fists.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah.
But Ian Freeman, he didn't have any forearm, any bicep. It was just, he was like Sean Shirt, wasn't he? Just clink, clink.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I bet he hit like a truck, though. And that was the era. So, because I've been watching a lot of the older stuff, and I remember when certain things came in, and like all of a sudden, when the crowd realized what a tie clinch was, everyone would start shouting knees. That was a period of time in MMA that came and went. The other one was when everyone in the guard was doing body, body, head. I remember corners shouted body, body, head like, all the time. It was ridiculous. And then. UFC 38, that was the post to elbow phase.
Yeah.
I mean, when everyone was like side control, ground and pound, hand on their face, drop it into an elbow. Everyone on the card was doing it. It was ridiculous.
That must have been when Kenflo learned all of his fucking vicious bows.
Yeah. He just had real sharp elbows, didn't he? That was ridiculous.
He just had natural razor blades, didn't he?
Yeah.
Dirtbag. Well, the thing is, he has to live with the fact that he looks like Ben Stiller, so.
Well, I mean, there's got to be an upside and a downside, hasn't there? Balance things out.
What's your upside? A fucking razor blade elbows, motherfucker. You should be tired. I look like Ben Stiller. Good Ben Stiller. No, along came Polly Ben Stiller. Not good. It's not right. Good, man.
I'm going to go and see what Amazon dropped off at the door. I think it was Amazon.
Yeah, send me a picture if it's all right to do so. Right, well, look after yourself. We'll catch up soon, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Raptors, catch you again. Everybody listening at home, I hope you're all well. Hope lockdown's going well and you're washing your hands, eating your vegetables, and, you know, you've not killed anybody yet.
Stay safe, motherfuckers.
Stay safe, motherfuckers. Catch you later.
Easy.